Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A preview of the Richland Center football team coming up. Details on another amazing Brewer win as well. And the Packers getting ready for joint practices.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I am Phil Nee, and here is a look at sports this morning. The Richland Center High School football team is getting ready for its first outing, a scrimmage on Friday. I talked to Coach Andrew Troxell about the practices so far this year.
Practices have gone really, really well, you know, and I attribute a lot of that as we have had a boom in participants this year. We're just shy of about 60 kids in our program, and so what's really awesome about having those kind of numbers is we can take some of our juniors and our seniors and we can separate them, right, and so they can kind of work with one another and they can run scout against other older kids, you know, and then that allows our JV kids, you know, and our underclassmen really to kind of have time to develop. And so it's been really, really awesome just to see our older kids have good competition over these last couple weeks, and then our younger kids have a lot more coaching that's happening and learning, you know, during their time during team sessions.
Coach Troxell talked about the team's leadership this year.
I've got about 11 seniors, which is great. You know, and these are 11 kids that have been playing varsity ball since they were sophomores out of necessity. So this is the first year that we've got a really, really strong senior class all the way through, which is excellent. So there's a lot of parallels to the 2025 senior class compared to kind of the 2021 senior class as well, where we were 7-4. So we're excited about their leadership, how they approach the game, how they're kind of investing in some of these younger kids too. It's just really cool to see them take that quantum leap forward now that it's their year. We still only have two levels right now, just because we want to make sure that we have sustainable numbers kind of going forward here. But I think, you know, we get to that 70 kid mark. Now we're having to have conversations about maybe adding a freshman team back into our program, which would be absolutely outstanding if we were at that level.
Sometimes you do get kids come out when school starts, don't you?
Yeah. And I would say every week we've had a new kid, you know, that whether they hear from their buddies or they just kind of see what's going on and on how we're promoting our program, they want to come give it a try. And so, yeah, we don't turn kids away. We obviously have to follow kind of the WIAA acclimatization process, right, for 8 days. But then, yeah, once they're in it, they're in it.
Coach Andrew Troxell, his team scrimmaging tomorrow at La Crosse Logan, getting underway at 10. La Crosse Aquinas will be there as well. The Hornets' first game next Friday night at home against Viroqua. Hometown and Night League Baseball tonight. The playoffs continue. Reedsburg is home against Cross Plains, Ashton at Evansville, Middleton at Blanchardville, and Columbus at Verona. Church League softball tonight. Tournament action continues on the East Diamond at 7. The Mission will play St. Mary's with Church of the Nazarene umpiring at 8:45. The loser of the 7 o'clock game will play the winner of the 7:30 game, and the loser of the 7:30 game will umpire. On the West Diamond, Knights of Columbus will play Richland Baptist Temple 2. Free Methodist will umpire. Tournament action is set to conclude, if all goes well, coming up next Tuesday, August 19th. Updated tournament brackets are available at rcchurchleague.com. Well, the big story in the state scene, the Brewers, a 12-5 victory over the Pirates Wednesday afternoon, means the Brewers have swept four straight series, winning a dozen games in a row. Milwaukee broke out early in the game, saw the visitors cut the lead to 6-5, then one going away. William Contreras drove in four runs, and Christian Yelich plated three. Jared Keeney got the win in relief. Manager Pat Murphy says the players deserve all the credit.
Honestly, it's fun to think about, like, what they're creating, you know. I'm really, really happy for them to see them come together, and that's the part. That's what you hope for, and the only reason this is happening is who they are. I promise you.
And Murph says the team has been getting some of the breaks.
And I'm not taking anything away from our guys because we're playing with confidence. It's hard to keep winning major league games. It's just hard. This has been something that a lot has gone our way. So broad picture and stuff like that, and just they're enjoying playing this way. They understand the responsibility at the plate. They understand that. You know, it's not the swing and the result. It's the process.
Brewer pitcher Brandon Woodruff looked back on the last couple of series, including the Mets series this past weekend, and calls this a magical year so far.
Who couldn't, you know, help but think that in the Mets series, right? You know, that was his last series, Yukes, and just how those games played out, like, incredible. And, you know, there's something to it. Yeah, magical is a good word. It's been fun. It's been, it's just cool to be a part of. You don't realize when you're in it, you know, but, like, looking back, like, you see how those games played out against the Mets series has been, you know, incredible.
The Brewers have an open day today, then start a weekend series on the road against Cincinnati. Yesterday, it was the Cubs losing to Toronto 4-1, Angels 6, Dodgers 5, Miami 13-4 over Cleveland, Arizona beat Texas 6-4, Washington 8, Kansas City 7. In the National League, Colorado 6-5 over St. Louis, San Diego 11, and San Francisco 1, Cincinnati 8-0 over Philadelphia, and Atlanta beat the Mets 11-6. In the American League, Detroit 1-0 over the White Sox, Baltimore 4, Seattle 3, Houston 4-1 over Boston, Minnesota beat the Yankees 4-1, and Tampa Bay over the Athletics by a final of 8-2. The Packers starter left tackle Rashid Walker has returned from a groin injury to rejoin training camp practices. That sets up one of the most important battles for a starting position. LombardiAvenue.com reports Walker and second-year player Jordan Morgan have been splitting first-team reps. Walker started every game at the most important offensive line position during the 2024 season. The Packers are gearing up for a game, a preseason contest against the Colts. They are a part of joint practices this week. Running back Josh Jacobs says you try not to get too chippy in these joint practice sessions.
That's a tough question because, you know, it takes two. You know, you can really only control what you can control, but at the same time, me personally, I'm never going to let nobody, a little boy, me, you know, so it's a thin line, I feel like. But, you know, if we handle it as pros and they handle it as pros, then it should go fine.
Kickoff time coming up at noon on Saturday, and for the Bucs to have any kind of success in the upcoming season, they will need a breakout performance from at least one guard. Gary Trent Jr. showed his capabilities with a pair of 30-point offensive games during the playoffs. Trent and A.J. Green are called 3-and-D players who need to do it all for the full season. Ryan Rollins is a third option known for his defense, but he also connected on 40% of his three-pointers last season. For the first time in years, there's no second All-NBA player to pair with Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's important that somebody steps up for the Bucks. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.